It feels good. You know, I think we've kind of rolled on from the end of the season where we went on that little bit of run. I think we were 9 out of 10. we beat a good London team on the road and got some confidence from that. And I think it's just good to come out and, you know, we did enough to get the win. I think we faced a lot of adversity. They came at us full speed. They played great defense and really disrupted our shots at the rim this game. But, you know, we held on, and Nick made a huge tip in to give us a chance to win, and we took advantage of it.
Just talk me through that fourth quarter. Obviously, they come down the stretch. They come hard. They take the lead on aggregate for the first time in the match. And what are you thinking with 21 seconds to go?
Well, you know, it's just about trying to get the last shot of the game, and hopefully you can put in overtime. And luckily, you know, BJ didn't make his, but Nick was there to clean it up. So, you know, at that point, it's kind of you got to trust your players to make the right play and make a play.
And then overtime, you know, you really came out the gate firing.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think we were a little bit tired towards the end of the game. I think it lingered on. The pressure did kind of wear on us towards the end. But overtime, we got a second wind, I think, and they were a little bit heavy-legged in that overtime. I think it kind of backfired a little bit as the game went on.
You hadn't hit more than 1-3 in regulation, and then you hit 3 threes in that first overtime period. And from four different guys as well, the scoring came, that 10-0 run.
Yeah, it was great. You know, those guys, they're capable of it. We have scorers. We have guys that can put the ball in the hole. John, Nick, BJ. You know, everyone is confident enough to shoot that ball, and I think, you know, we really tried to attack inside and didn't really take too many threes, and I think in that overtime some of us got space, they got some room, and they knocked them down.
Talk to me about the mental capacity of this team, obviously being down, coming back, as you said, from adversity, and doing that as well without one of your best players on the court in Mike Cook after he fouled out.
I think we battle. We have, you know, a few guys that can step up. You've seen Olu stepped up when we were down, kind of down in that third quarter. Nick came and hit some big shots, and Mike is just kind of, he's right now kind of the guy he's an emotional leader. You know, he brings a lot of emotion and fire to the team. I think we were kind of flat. He's come in and kind of lifted everybody up and given us a renewed kind of swagger and kind of confidence to go beat these teams. So that's what Mike brings. Whether he's on the court or whether he's on the bench, he still has that, you know, he's instilled that fight into him a little bit.
Lots of guys really up their game for the playoffs, but who stood out for you tonight?
I think Olu was huge in that third quarter. We couldn't score and he really came on. And then BJ in overtime just kind of killed it. He got hot, and when BJ gets hot, he's tough.
Newcastle, obviously, next up in the next round, it's been confirmed that they've won their quarterfinal. Thoughts ahead of that one?
Tough game. Very big team, a lot of size, a lot of experience mixed with youth. So, you know, we're going to have to play a much similar kind of game as far as mentally taking care of the ball and playing smart.
And if you're going to get to that final, you're not going to do it the easy way, are you?
No, you know, we got that low seed, and that's the kind of road we have to take. So, you know, next round, we knew if we won, we'd have to probably most likely face Newcastle, and we're ready for it.